It was a powerful service this morning. Yeah. Talk a little bit about your feelings.
I think it was a very emotional and, you know, a kind of mixed between emotions and spiritual growing and feelings. And I think they had a lot of symbolism that makes the point with the faith and with the past, with the path we are going to go through. And I feel really happy because for this opportunity, because you don't find it often. And I was thinking that this was like a moment when I don't know how to say the word, you know, like that. I think it is like it was like the moment when a worm became
a butterfly,
because this was like this specific moment. I don't think this church just died. I think just was transformed, because we all are the church. English speaker and Hispanics or Latinos, we all that follow Jesus and believe in God, we are all the church. And we just became in something different in language, in culture, but with the same purpose, with the same goal, to go through God's path and to do His will wherever we are.
Now, you were introduced today as Pastor Manuel in the midst of this service. Talk a little bit about that and your feelings of today.
Well, I feel really scared. I really appreciate it's going to be hard for me to get used to it. It's very excited to be in the ministry and to work with the people, be with the people. And it's really a moment of resurrection. Something comes out and start a new world, a new nation. And that's great for me, yeah. I really appreciate of everybody who has been part of my pillars, part of my strongest. When I am weak, someone strike me up, and that's one of the things that I feel today. So powerful is our Lord that make these things happen. Yeah, it's very, very enormous feelings in my heart, my mind. It just go through different cosmos, like a big thing that is happening. Thank you.
At the end of the Miller service, the candles, the cross, and the Bible processed out. And then after a moment, you all brought the cross, the candles, and the Bible back in symbolism of Emory Paz faith community. Talk a little bit about how that new life.
It was an honor to be in that group, and I feel really, really happy when I see things that are not dead. You know that the congregation is not dead, so we just start up a new congregation where Miller didn't die. It just transformed. Someone takes over them, and it's gonna grow through the ministry. Yeah, it was great to have that feeling. I have some little moments that I wasn't thinking. I just felt like, what is going on in my life? It's very powerful thoughts. Yeah.
It's interesting when you look outside the front door that there's a cornerstone that says Miller UB Church, which would be the United Brethren. Mm-hmm. So already Miller has been through transitions in becoming United Methodist Church. And so now it's a transition again to Emory Paz. Mm-hmm. Talk about that future as you see it.
Well, as I was thinking, now this church is going to have like a different face.
Yeah.
It's going to have a different face, but it's going to continue reaching out in the community and helping out in the school and doing whatever we can do to bless this community with our skills, with our possibilities as Hispanic Latinos. And I think it is an opportunity for the Hispano-Latino population it is around, because I have understood that it is about 25%. So it's going to be an opportunity for those people that they don't have a church around, and they will have this door open, this church with the doors open to them. And I see it like it's going to be a new revival in this place, because we don't have to go back. We just have to continue ahead with the project of God.